Good morning. This is Saturday Morning Live, and you're listening to Radio Regent. My name is Mally, aka DocuVixen. We're heard here every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we go right to Mamiya Abu-Jamal.
I'm free in America. For millions of people in America, life consists of day after day of repression in tiny cells under the unblinking eye of the state. It is a cruel irony that while public discourse is thick with words like freedom and liberty, the bodies and lives of millions are trapped within a system that only knows how to humiliate and exploit them. There really is a prison-industrial complex, and those who deny it most are those who profit from it most. For like the Wizard of Oz, they dare not allow you to peek behind the curtain. There, by political design and judicial fiat, you find unchecked, unbridled power wreaking havoc on the lives of the poor in the name of corrections. What is their kind of corrections? Repression, pure and simple, from people doing lifetimes in prison holes to naked brutality under cover of state law. Thanks to the first black president, Bill Clinton, it is virtually impossible to file and prove a civil rights lawsuit in court. For as Clinton demonstrated, it takes a neoliberal to respond to a wave of lawsuits by changing the rules to make filing even harder. Don't change the conditions, just change the rules. That's neoliberalism. Those rules are still the rules enforced today. For it matters not that there is a black face in the White House. For truth be told, he doesn't make the rules. The conditions, the life options, and even the post-prison possibilities are worse and worse for more and more people. That has not changed. North Carolina burning. They call it Moral Mondays, and in North Carolina, this means a movement of civil disobedience led by Reverend Dr. William Barber, a local head of the NAACP. Why protest? That's because for the first time since 1870, yeah, that's right, 1870, the Republicans have their hands on all the levers of power there, the governor's office and both houses of the legislature, and they're on a tear to keep it. One of their first efforts was to attack voting rights and similarly redistricting, thus to block voters from the polls and to redraw districts to isolate and weaken those who make it through to vote. They've slashed unemployment benefits to some 170,000 people, so much so that they no longer qualify for federal unemployment programs. North Carolina is the eighth state to cut such benefits. Social programs have also been hit, and that's just the beginning. And so, demonstrations at the Capitol have attracted hundreds of protesters. Nearly 1,000 people have been arrested in Raleigh, proving that we aren't as far as we think from the civil rights days. It is one of the ironies of history that a party built on black suffrage and black freedom has now become one designed and determined to strip blacks from the voting rolls. Despite the people in the streets and over 900 arrests, national coverage is slight and fleeting. Perhaps that may be because they're so busy covering 50-year anniversaries featuring Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, instead of what's happening now, right beneath their noses. You may not see it or hear of it, but a movement is blossoming in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's called Moral Mondays. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.